Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited, and I know you hear me say that all the time, but I talk on it. I really mean it. I'm so excited to have our guest on that Beth has arranged, Tara Kennedy Klein. And here's why. She's a certified family parenting expert. Help, Tara. I need help from Tara to help us with some, let's just say some firsthand experiences I'm dealing with. And you say, well, what does any of this have to do with your finances? Well, the book is Stop Raising Einstein, Discover the Unique Brilliance in Your Child and in You. And all of this, if we have this world that we live in today that is very quickly becoming a world of, in some respects, a world of entitlement, maybe not enough accountability. Maybe all this technology is changing the way we interact with our world, the way we interact with others. There's no way to avoid any of that having something very significant to do with your money. So how you interact with the world, it affects how you interact with your money and your finances and your success, and or even how you relate to your family. So we've got about 800 hours of content. We're going to squeeze into 27 minutes. So hold on, buckle up, and here we go. Tara, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me to be here, David.
Well, listen,
this is awesome.
You're very welcome, and thank you. And Tara is the host of her very own radio program that's on Parent Nation Radio, parentnationradio.com. Mm-hmm. That's on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. And she's got the book I mentioned and her website, TaraKennedyKlein.com. So I'd like to have my kids be really, really smart, like Einstein, but I don't want them. I want them to be good kids, and I don't want them to be plugged in 24/7. But I also bought them an iPhone. So, you know, so here, let's start out. Hey, we're going to get real, real, real quick, Tara, and you're going to help me. 10:30 last night, okay? My son's bedroom is... I've been downstairs. His bedroom is second floor. I hear this vibration. It's 10:30 at night. And I'm like, what is that? I was watching some TV. I go upstairs. Okay, get this. I go upstairs. He's sitting on his bed, half naked. He's got the headphones on. He's got the iPhone in his hand playing some game. And he's got his feet on this little foot massager my wife has that she uses because of her running. So, and he is in another world. It's 10:30 at night. And I, of course, you know, I think I'm going to change my name to Elmer's because I came unglued, okay? And I'm like, what are you doing? And his response, which is, this is the heart of the issue, is his response was, everything is about my phone, Dad. You know, in other words, all paths lead to your phone is the problem. And I said, you know, I'm on your side. I got you the phone. I was a little unsure. Your mom wanted you to have it. I wasn't sure. I want you to be responsible. So it's 10:30. Off. So help.
First of all, that scenario sounds amazing. Like, that's how I'm going to be on my phone every day from now on at 10:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because that just sounds phenomenal, right? That's almost like you know, sensory deprivation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, and I look over, and of course, the other thing that is, of course, in his mind that he knows that, and I do enjoy picking on him about this because I want him to be, you know, organized and clean and not a mess, and I don't want the room. I want to get control of this room, and I look over and say, well, let's take a quick look here, and I turn my head, and then there's, you know, the shower, of course, curtains half falling off, and the towels thrown up, and the clothes from at least a day or two are on the floor in the bathroom. I'm like, how about that stuff? So
yeah.
You know, so what do I do? What do I do? I don't want to be an ogre. I don't want to, but I want him to have access to technology. I think it's going to be essential for the next, you know, he's 14, so it's going to be essential for the next 80 years of his life, and it's going to morph and evolve and be, it needs to be part of his foundation, but it needs to be reined in. So how do I unplug him? How do I set boundaries? How do I do all those things to make me a good parent?
Well, you just mentioned everything that I was going to say. So, hey, great show. It was
Thank
nice
you. You're welcome.
No, I'm only kidding. Really, the first thing to remember is that you're absolutely right. This technology is going to be involved in his career in some way, no matter what he does, unless he just raises chickens for a living. So, yes, in some way, technology is going to be involved in his life. However, he's also 14. So you bought him the phone. You're allowed to set boundaries and parameters around the use of that phone.
Okay.
So if what you're really desiring is that your son plugs his phone in at a family dock in the kitchen before he even goes up to bed at night, yeah, then make that a rule.
Well, we have. And then I go back through the kitchen later, it's gone. So he's following the rule for about 10 minutes, and then he goes back and gets it.
Yeah, that's because the consequences aren't powerful enough to make remind him.
Okay, well, help me with that, because ratchet it up for me, Tara, because then my wife's rule is if you do that, then you lose the phone for the next day.
Yes.
Okay, but it's still happening, and we had the 10:30 event last night.
So did you take the phone away from him today?
Yeah, he lost it for today.
So then see how his reaction is when he gets home. But the more important thing is kids need reminders.
I'm happy to do it. I'm on the task. When his phone rings, he's got, you know how you put in what the person's name is that's calling. Okay, here's where we are. I'm the fuzz, okay? Mm-hmm. And my wife is the watcher. Those are our code names on his phone. So when she sends
him, that's awesome.
That's what he calls us. And I'm like, I saw your phone. I said, let me help you correct something here. I said, I'm actually not the fuzz. I said, that's funny, but I'm not really the fuzz. I said, I'm the warden. I said, because you got 4 more years, man. I said, and you are not getting early release for time served.
So, yeah, the thing that's pretty cool is about being the warden is the rules are pretty much straightforward, right?
Yeah.
So you know what's going to get you in trouble. You know what's going to get you into, like, isolation when you're in. So if he's getting ready to go to bed, you know when your kid's getting ready to go to bed, before he even walks up the stairs, there's nothing wrong with a helpful reminder. Hey, the phone gets plugged in down here. And then I don't know how far away his bedroom is from where your family docking station is.
Yeah.
But if you notice him coming back out, there's nothing wrong with saying, you're not getting your phone, right? Because you want it tomorrow.
Yeah, see, I just want to cut, and what I do, I tell my wife that my system works a little better, but I'm trying to be careful not to use this because I want him to learn. I told him, look, I can't be there the rest of your life to tell you what to do every single day, and I'm trying to help you understand what's important. And so my solution when that happens is I want to be careful with this because it solves it, but it doesn't let him learn. Mm-hmm. And my solution is I take the phone and hide it somewhere. So I'll pick up the iPad, I'll pick up the phone, I'll grab the headphones for the computer, and they'll all just disappear into some hidey spot until the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that, Tara, is that's not instructive.
Exactly. Right.
It works, but it's not instructive.
Right. And chances are when he's 25, he's not going to be hiding things from himself so
exactly.
that he refrains from using it.
Exactly. I mean, if I have to fly across the country to come get his iPad and hide it from him when he's 25, then, you know, I haven't done a good job.
Right. And I think the thing that's important to remember, too, is kids are no different than we are. When I have parents that are pretty much as addicted to technology as their kids are, it's really hard for me to look at them and say, you know, do as I say, not as I do. So if we're going to have a family structure around it, then we're going to say, okay, tomorrow we're all unplugged from technology for the entire day, and then
yeah.
we're going to do something together. There's
right.
a purpose to this. It's not a punishment. It's a purpose. So we're all going to watch a movie together, we're all going to sit down and play a board game together, we're going to go for a hike, we're going to go on a bike ride, something that's going to occupy their time, then you're showing them that there's life outside of the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That you want to involve them in. And as far as taking the phone away from them, if you have to remove it for longer periods of time until it gets to a point that's uncomfortable for them, then that's something that you have to do, too. But when we're engaged on our technology, one thing that we forget is, you know how they always had that story that when you were in Vegas, they were pumping different kinds of lights and oxygen into
oh, yeah.
the casino
oh, yeah.
to keep you awake?
I think that's true. Is that true?
You know what?
I'm convinced
that it is.
I'm sure the oxygen.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm sure the oxygen.
Right? It's got to be. It's got to be. But here's the thing. Those lights have the same effect on our kids' brains
right.
as that oxygen and light does in the casino. So when your kid was sitting on his game at 10:30 at night,
mm-hmm.
to his brain, it was the middle of the day.
That's right.
He wasn't tired. He wasn't shut down.
Right.
He probably didn't even know what time it was.
No, there's no clocks on the walls. And
right?
And it might as well be pumping oxygen in there.
future, and now he's got that whole foot vibrator thing going on. That sounded like ecstasy to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, hello. All right, Tara, let's grab a quick break. Tara Kennedy Klein, isn't she fun? Certified family parenting expert, TaraKennedyKlein.com. And the book, Stop Raising Einstein, Discover the Unique Brilliance in Your Child and in You. So let's grab that break. We'll be right back with Tara.
Hi, I'm Teresa Rand with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. Our Y has 6 locations to help you reach your health and fitness goals. With a focus on healthy living, youth development, and social responsibility, there are many different options to get your family involved, such as sports, swim, exercise, and much more. For more information on how your Y can help with your health and fitness goals, check out www.vfymca.org.
And we are back, and we're talking with Tara Kennedy Klein, certified family parenting expert, TaraKennedyKlein.com, and the book Stop Raising Einstein. Sounds like a contradiction, but no, it's Stop Raising Einstein, Discover the Unique Brilliance in Your Child and in You. So, all right, so I've got some more work to do there, Tara, but I'm going to take your feedback on the phone and how we can do that. And we do like to, they actually love the board game Risk, so we've kind of created a family board game night, and they like that, and so we're trying to do that and unplug and, you know, get things done, and they all know they need to get their homework done and all these things before they get distracted by all these things. But, you know, the other thing that I know so many things we can talk about, but one of the other things I wanted to get your thoughts on is another very important subject, and that is the whole thing about helping kids get the things they want, but without spoiling them. There's a real balancing act there, and my wife and I have struggled with how to do allowance versus paying for chores, or you do certain chores because you're part of a family, you're part of a family unit, we all work and we all do these things, not going to be paid for every single thing that you do. So help me kind of break that down and what things maybe in your mind I should pay for, or should I give them an allowance, or if we go on a trip, you know, we've started cruising in the summer, which I love, and so that they're, you know, they want money for that. I also want them to save money and have money for making donations and having different categories of money. And so help me kind of put a bow around that how I should do that.
Cool. So that's going to take like about 2 hours.
Cool.
So as you have that amount of time, we are good to go.
All right. Fast.
One of the things that one of the phrases that I can't stand is when people say that you're spoiling your child by giving them Christmas presents, or they'll say to their child at the holidays, you know, make a wish list of everything that you want. And then their kid comes back with a wish list with like 427 things on it, and they go, oh my God, you're so spoiled.
Look. Yeah.
So basically what you've done is you've told your children not to dream big and not to wish for things that are going to inconvenience us or go beyond our level of acceptance, right?
Yeah.
So if what you really want is for your child to think of 3 things that they would absolutely love and get use out of, that's a totally different story.
Right.
You know?
Do you pay them so they can buy those things, or do you hang those things out there as carrots if they achieve certain things or do certain things you're supposed to do? How do you create, because I do want them to understand, you know, the risks and rewards and value of hard work and how money isn't free. I want them to get that value system in place so they'll work and strive.
Absolutely. And those are what we recommend, or what I recommend for the people that I work with, is that you have both. That you have things that are expected to be done.
The basics.
Your bed is expected to be made. Your clothing is expected to be cleaned up. Those are things that I'm not going to pay you to do, but it's the only way that you're going to get your clothes washed. If your clothes aren't in that hamper, I'm not washing them.
Mm.
Send your kid. A lot of parents aren't willing to be uncomfortable to teach their kids a lesson.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not willing to send my kid to school in dirty jeans to get him to understand.
Oh, I'm okay with that. He can stink at school.
That's
fine with me.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So those are things, like, we appreciate the fact that not everybody can follow a cookie cutter mold. So you have to go by what works for your family. What we found is those jobs that I would normally have to do that keep me from doing the fun things with my kids, those are the things that are paid activities. So, you know, mowing the lawn, running, you know, loading and unloading the dishwasher, feeding the dog, you know, that kind of stuff. We put a monetary value on those things. We also have a family budget. So our family budget for shoes is $40 every 6 months. Twice a school year, we'll buy them new shoes, unless it's for a sport or whatever. But we'll spend $40 on those shoes. If you want $70 sneakers, then you're going to have to earn $30 to make up the difference.
Okay. So to earn that, then, do you like the idea of putting price tags on specific tasks that they can perform that are above and beyond the basics?
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
So it's kind of like they're going through the old cafeteria where everything has a price and you pick the a la carte that you want.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, so you're on the free lunch program, you get so much included in the budget, and above and beyond that, you have to make up the difference.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Now, here's one that I really need help with. Oh, my gosh. As a kid, you know, and again, everything's our own perspective. I mowed the yard. I mean, it was a big yard, and I mowed it. Push lawnmower, uphill both ways. You know, it was hard, okay? And I remember many Saturdays, and I did it, and of course, it worked. You know, it instilled a lot of character. I've got somebody that does my yard, and my wife's like, we're not getting rid of the yard guy. I'm like, yeah, but I want to buy a lawnmower, and I want him to mow it every Saturday, and I want him to be responsible for that, and I would think it would be good for him. What do you think?
I think that there's probably a reason why your wife wants a lawn service.
Yeah, because she's afraid it won't get done, and he won't do it, and then it'll. How about if we just keep the lawn guy to do everything but the actual grass mowing, all the edging, all the trimming, all the other stuff, but then just at least I want him to mow the grass because it would just be good for him.
So do you want him to do it for free?
I don't know. I'm willing to pay for it. I want him to have to push that darn lawnmower.
Okay.
I'm hoping I could find one that is not self-propelled. I'm serious.
Chances are that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm serious.
unless you come to my neck of the woods and get one at a Lancaster antique show or something.
Yeah, all right. I'll settle for self-propelled, but he's not riding anything. He's got to at least walk behind it, okay?
That's your goal for him.
Okay, okay. So you don't think that's crazy?
I don't think it's crazy.
Okay.
You know, we do a lot of yard work. We have 5 acres of land. We have a lot of trees. My husband made my son chop a tree down with an axe.
Yeah,
I would just so do that. Just to prove to himself that he could do it.
Right.
The only thing is, that was a once-and-done thing. It was not a necessity. And if it wasn't done properly, it wasn't going to create a fight in our home.
Mm. See, I'm tempted to go get the 5 acres just to have them have to mow 5 acres. Okay, I'm serious. You know, I mean, we got enough yard that it would definitely break a sweat. But you get the theme here. Is I want to raise a kid that's balanced, and the two girls right behind him. You know, I'm going to do the same thing with them. And I like your concept of the basics being included. And look, that, you know, when we go on trips and we do things as a family. And by the way, I went and picked up groceries, or my wife did this. We all contribute to the family. We're all in this together for the basics. And then I like the idea of giving each of them a list and say, okay, here's a list of things you can do, and you can earn real cash for each of these things. And then that's your money. Then when we travel, or if you want to get the, you know, upgraded tennis shoes, have the bling bling or whatever, you know, then you can do that.
Absolutely. And then when they go to the store and they say, oh, Mom, can I get this? Or, oh, Dad, can I get this? You can look at them and say, I don't know. Do you have enough money in your bank to get that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it teaches them a value of money, but it also values their time.
I like that.
You know,
that.
As soon as our kids go off to college, we want to teach them to value their time.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't give them those lessons until they're 19 years old, and then it doesn't even make sense.
No, we need to do it now. If you're just joining us, Tara Kennedy Klein, certified family parenting expert. TaraKennedyKlein.com, and the book Stop Raising Einstein, Discover the Unique Brilliance in Your Child and in You. And we'll grab another break. We'll come back, and there's lots more to cover. Stay right there.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your portfolio prepared for such a correction? How about inflation? What's your plan for when a gallon of gas or gallon of milk costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has answers to questions just like these and practical steps you can take to help mitigate these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. She's been called the Queen of Accountability and the host of Parent Nation Radio. Tara Kennedy Klein is our guest today, certified family parenting expert, TaraKennedyKlein.com, and the book, Stop Raising Einstein, Discover the Unique Brilliance in Your Child and in You. So, Tara, welcome back. Lots more to get into. let's jump back for a second. The Unplug Family Pledge. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, it basically stemmed from the first conversation that we were having, David. Yeah. I was realizing that my children were getting so addicted to technology that they were losing basic social skills.
Right.
We were actually seeing issues with their behaviors, their temper, their attitudes. And so what I realized was I was looking up from my iPhone to tell my kids to put their phones down and quit texting their friends
or quit playing that video game.
Right. So what we did was we picked a day. And we said, on this day, for us it was a Sunday, every Sunday the phones get put away completely, the technology gets put away, and we focus on just being connected as a family. So we would go to a pumpkin patch, or we would go on a hike, or we would play board games, or we would go visit their grandmother. Something that we actually had to communicate face-to-face with words that were spoken and not typed. And our thumbs felt 1,000 times better on Monday morning.
Yeah.
But we also realized that when we had that much time to talk, a lot of stuff came up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? And
that's good.
So we started this pledge that anybody, any family can go to unpluggedforfamilies.com and they can print out the pledge and everybody signs it. They pick their day. And then every day we send you conversation starters that aren't just, how was your day? Did you learn something new?
Yeah.
And, we talk about things like integrity and setting intentions and all that great stuff. And we also give you ideas and tips and tools, some from teenagers, on how to get your kids to unplug and really plug back into the family again.
I love that. And what's the website again for that?
Unpluggedforfamilies.com.
That's really cool. That's very cool. Excellent, Tara. I love it. The other thing I want to get to before we run out of time today is I want to get to this other part of this is my goal, and one of them I feel is my responsibility, is I want the kids to also grow up not just caring about money or, being inwardly focused, of course, but also, having an attitude of, caring about other people. I know that sounds like a cliche, but, or maybe trite, but it's real. And I want them to have some balance in their world. And we're trying to build little people. And so I want them. And so we've encouraged kind of a 3-jar system. And it sounded really good. We started out doing it, and I have no idea where the jars are now. I don't have any idea. There was a spending, saving, and giving jar. And, when they first understood, they were all good about putting money in each jar. And then once they realized that it was supposed to be a one-way deposit into the giving jar until you're ready to make a gift, they said, oh, and all of a sudden all I see is quarters in the giving jar. So, I want to help them become, be balanced and have that charitable part, not because they have to, but because they choose to. So any suggestions for me on that?
Your kids are at really awesome ages because kids their age are often forgotten at the holidays during toy drives and gift drives and stuff like that. I work a lot with Toys for Tots and Salvation Army and those kind of gift-giving programs. That's my other business that I own. And what I find is the two most depleted groups or the two most ignored groups are infants and children over 10 years old. They don't even think, people don't even think to donate gifts for those kids because we look at them as being outgrown from toys, right?
Okay, yeah.
So one of the things that I started doing was I would take my kids to a food pantry at the holidays where you would have to give out, turkeys and pies and food and things like that to people in need. I took my kids to toy drives where they would see the distribution of the toys that I work with. I took them with me when I went to shelters to donate clothing. And so we started out not financially so much, but we would go through their toys every 6 months, and we would pull out the things that they no longer play with, and then we would take them to a shelter.
Yeah, I like
that. So they could actually see what they were giving to. You know, but the most important thing, and that's why Stop Raising Einstein is written the way it is it's finding out what matters to your kid. If you're saying to your child, our family donation is going to Make-A-Wish, but your child doesn't align with that, they'd rather give to the local animal shelter, then that's where you're going to reach their heart. That's where you're going to reach the side that they want to give from. So, you know, taking our kids to these different areas that, again, sometimes makes us feel a little bit uncomfortable, but that's the way we learned.
Right, right. That's true. That's very true. And I think that all three of them have things that they're not playing with anymore. And I personally feel like that's a great opportunity to, you know, to put it into somebody else's hands. Heck, I look at my closet about every 2 or 3 months and say, anything here I'm not wearing? I mean, I you know, that drives me bonkers. I don't want to hoard stuff that I'm not wearing for the off chance I might wear it 6 years, 6 months, and 6 days from now. I'm just not doing it.
Exactly.
And I feel guilty for that. And that just drives me crazy. So, but I think that getting the kids involved with that, and I really love your point, Tara, about finding out what it is. And I know you speak to this in your book, and I'm looking forward to reading it for myself, to speak to the point about getting to what they care about.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. Well, listen, we're very quickly, the seconds are ticking away and we're almost out of time. I really appreciate you taking time, Tara, to be with us and to really let me jump on the couch and get some guidance from you and get some perspective. And I'm going to apply and work on this. So thank you very much for the guidance.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Tara Kennedy Klein, ladies and gentlemen, certified family parenting expert. TaraKennedyKlein.com is the website. Stop Raising Einstein. Discover the unique brilliance in your child and in you is the book. Thank you very much, Tara.
Have a great day.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.